My computer likes spam, and cookies, and peanut butter, and duct tape, and high-grade plastics, and those cute little banana peppers that look like peanuts.
Hey, by the way, if you are interested in getting more information from us on a regular basis, absolutely free with no commercials, no spam, no nothing, subscribe to our newsletter, won't you, at datadoctors.com. You'll see the newsletter subscription buttons all over the place. Each week, we try to give you some tips, some interesting stories in what's going on, my weekly column. In fact, this week's column, we explain what those little irrelevant clusters of words are on the bottom of a lot of that spam that you get, those messages. So if you scroll down to a lot of spam messages, you'll see a lot of real words just kind of clustered together at the bottom. And, you know, it's like, why in the heck are they doing that? Well, the column explains why the spammers do that.
And why do they do that?
You have to read the column.
Okay.
I'm not going to tell you on the air.
I thought I'd get fine.
Why write a column if I'm going to tell them here?
Exactly.
If you're a subscriber to the East Valley Tribune, you'll get that in Monday's business section. You can also check on KTAR's website, our website, and Channel 15's website in the Ask the Data Doctor section. So our information's all over the place. You just got to look for it.
It is everywhere. We have lots of information to help out everyone.
If you don't want to have to find it, if you want it to find you, just subscribe to our newsletter.
And it will track you down wherever you go.
Yes.
As long as you answer
email. Vic writes us via email that I have a Dell Dimension XPSB desktop, which is a 733 megahertz with 256 megabytes of RAM. I think it's about 4 years old. I plan to buy a new hard drive, format it, then install XP Pro on it. Problem is, Dell recommends against XP on this model, something about they will not supply updated drivers. So, should I ignore their advice and go ahead, or is there a good reason why this might not work? Let's see. The creator of the machine said, we're not going to support it, and it's probably not going to work. It's not a good idea. And if you want to go ahead and do it, Vic, if you're one of those, do you feel lucky?
Yeah.
Well, do you, punk?
It's not worth the chance.
Well, here's the problem, Vic. Windows XP, when this machine was created, Windows XP did not exist. So all of the stuff that's going to allow this old machine to work well with Windows XP would have had to been retroactively created. And in a lot of cases, it won't be there. Having said all of that, because it's a 733 megahertz PC, it's probably going to be kind of pokey, a little slow as well. So I would recommend against it as well.
I'm voting.
Unless 3 out of 4 geeks.
Chad?
Yay.
4 out of 4.
There we go.
Excuse me. 4 out of 4 data doctors. Three out of three data doctors.
Yeah, why are you insulting me by calling me a geek? That is rude.
It's a bad deal.
Jeez.
Actually, we'll call it 3 out of 4 data doctors because the fourth one's in Dallas.
Yeah.
Unless, Vic, you just love to tinker with stuff and you want to figure this stuff out and you want to spend 3 months trying to get it all to work.
But be prepared that it may all fail and you may end up starting from scratch everything.
That is the only reason. Like, if you were a student and you were doing this as a class project,
then it'd be good.
And most importantly, it was not your primary machine.
Yeah. So
if you need this thing to work, don't mess around. Just stick to the Windows 98 or whatever came on the machine. That way you still can at least go to Dell's website and get some help on that thing if you have a problem.
Definitely.
All right, well, that's going to wrap up this week's show. We've got lots of resources for you. We kind of started the discussion off by talking about the Media Center PCs that are out there. We'll have follow-up information on our newsletter with some of the devices that we talked about. So don't worry about trying to figure all that out or emailing us. Just subscribe to our newsletter. We got our follow-up newsletter or our follow-up dispatch that's going to go out that'll talk about all the things that we discussed here on the show when it comes to Media Center PCs. And if you missed the first part of the show, what we started talking about was computers that basically can connect to your stereo, your television, your cable system, your digital camera, all that. So you have this media center that's connected to your big screen TV or flat panel, whatever you have up there. So you can surf the internet. You can check out your pictures and music.
Record TV shows.
All that stuff.
Movies.
You can do that from the comfort of your own living room couch as opposed to being in the office or the bedroom, wherever the computer is. So
a true couch potato now.
The ultimate in couch potatoes, right?
Yes.
So if you're interested in learning more about that, check out our website, datadoctors.com. Click on the radio show section, either the big big panel there, the little link.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll see this week's resources. While you're there, you can listen to any part of the show that you missed, because we actually upload audio archives.
Yep.
For this and previous shows, it's on the right-hand side towards the bottom. And then if you scroll down to the bottom of every radio show, you will see previous radio shows and previous topics and previous links and all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could spend the rest of your life on our website and
you
never
could.
Get through all the stuff we have.
Exactly. Maybe you should start on that.
There you have it. So check that out. And again, don't forget, subscribe to our free weekly newsletter with tips and tricks and ideas. And watch for my column on the spammer's latest tricks here on the Monday edition of the East Valley Tribune in the business section.
And you have a lovely picture on there, too, so people can match a face with the voice.
Yeah, that's that guy looks like George Clooney. Not. All right. For the voiceless Chad Pyle, for Brandon Disney in Dallas, Texas, for Michael Valdivia, I'm Ken Colren, thanking everyone that participated in today's show, as well as those that emailed in. And we always, as data doctors, want to remind you that if it ain't broke,
don't fix it.
See y'all next week.